Coldplay and In My Place on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais. With me, Steve Merchant.
Hello,
Steve,
there. Hello, lovely day. Yeah.
Carl Pilkington there, pressing the buttons.
Great to be here.
Yeah.
How long can you maintain it?
I'm bored already.
Yeah, already bored of doing
Bored
that.
Already.
Every week you start it the same way.
Yeah.
That was not bad though. You actually grammatically made sense. Which is
really?
Impressive. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Thanks very much.
A rare treat indeed from
yeah.
Ricky Gervais.
Some of the listeners have already worked out. Got nothing to say at all.
Sure,
haven't prepared again.
No,
we did come in half hour early to prepare, but instead me and Carl were playing. You had to flick the football into the bin.
Right.
We had five goes each, or the world was going to end.
Okay,
and that took up.
That took up a good 25 minutes.
Yeah, I liked it when we came back, and then we started just trying to beat each other in the corridor, and I beat him. I scored a goal. He was gutted because he thought he fancied himself at football, and I beat him. And I was knackered and sweating.
Yeah.
As I walked back to you about 5 minutes ago, you were looking through the records. You went, and this was lovely, you went, well, we've done the preparation then.
Yeah.
Like a sarcastic teacher.
Yeah, like a teenager, like an annoyed teenager.
Yeah.
Whose parents have embarrassed him once again. And you beat Carl, did you?
Yeah.
Because you're not. Yeah. I mean, you're not particularly.
I'm not good at football.
Well,
no.
You're not particularly nimble on your feet.
Oh, come
on. No, you're not. Douglas Bader is more nimble.
I'm alright. I'm alright. But Carl's sort of. I think he's got more skills than me, but he hasn't got the aggression and the
sure.
weight.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just pushed him aside.
Yeah, good work.
Yeah.
Good work.
I'm going on holiday.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm not here next week. What are you going to do, Carl? Are you going to do the best of or something next week, aren't you?
Yeah, that's what we've got to sort out.
Well, I can't sort it out. I've got to go to the airport.
No,
after.
No, straight after the show, you've got to do some links.
No, so. I'm not doing any links. I said I wouldn't, so.
That's what we planned.
No, we didn't. I said I'd do some during the show, and then you.
I thought you were joking.
I honestly can't do it today, so we do some during the show. What are you going to do? Just put the shows that we've done in this year?
Sorry, guys, I hate to interrupt. This is the sort of stuff we should have been discussing when you were playing football.
I know. Play what are you gonna play?
Let's record, have a bit of Foo Fighters.
Okay.
Let's just discuss this off air.
Okay. Foo Fighters there, learning to fly. Steve, I hope the pilot that I get today flying the plane that I'm going on holiday in has already learned to fly.
Oh, well done. That is dynamite. That's, that's a textbook link.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
genius.
Yeah.
yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Where are you going? Where, yeah. What's the story? Yeah. Where are you off to?
Sorrento.
Where's that?
Sort of South Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
What are you like on holiday? Are you a nightmare? Are you the,
no.
like-
Well, what
Because you're quite- But you're quite- I mean, obviously, you know, I've often said on the radio before that I mean, I'm spending any length of time with you is one of the most unbearable things I've ever had to do. I mean, spending a week with you is nightmarish, and sharing any kind of accommodation is. Do you know what I mean? No, seriously. I mean, it's like hell. It's like a living hell. It's like having a teenager.
Fine. No, just do
It's like having
know.
A sort of teenage kid who can't be entertained by anything.
Just chill out.
Just chill out, do you? Just Max, relax.
Yeah, Max, relax.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure. And do you? And so, if you're in somewhere like Italy, like somewhere like that, because obviously a very beautiful city and very cultured and stuff. Is that something that you enjoy? Do you enjoy the culture of that? The beautiful architecture, let's say.
A hotel's the same anywhere. As long as there's right. room service and a nice room and pool, and it's nice weather.
Sure.
If it's not, I'm annoyed.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah,
I need
yeah.
to blame someone.
And is it true that you go? Because you go to Italy most years, don't you? Is that because that's the only food you like?
I like pasta and pizza. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been to other places. I went to France once and. That you can't explain to them to cook it prop. Just cook it properly. I don't want any to cook
yeah,
it. It's,
yeah.
There's blood in the middle of that.
Yeah, sure, sure.
Hungary, it was just oh, I went there for a while and I didn't know. I couldn't identify the animals
right,
they were killing for me.
Yeah.
So and
yeah.
I know quite a lot about natural history.
Sure.
And I couldn't identify what was on the plate.
Yeah.
So I don't.
Came
on
early, did you ask for a couple of days?
No, I just got annoyed and I went to McDonald's.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about McDonald's is they are in most
exactly.
major cities.
No, but you can't go wrong with.
So
pasta
if I was with you on
pizza.
Holiday and I, you know, we were hanging out or whatever.
Yeah.
And I took you to say maybe a beautiful cathedral. Is that
yeah.
something you'd enjoy? I can't quite imagine you actually taking the time to.
Well, as long as it's not a very long walk, we don't have to stay there more than a couple of minutes. I'd love to look around places.
Right, so you'd look at the cathedral.
Yeah.
That's taken, you know, takes people's breath away. You know,
yeah.
people travel from around the world to see that. You would.
Yeah.
And how long would you
I don't
stay
think they
looking
travel around the world to see it? I think they go somewhere
sure.
and they go. Well,
and
we might as well look at the cathedral. You can't miss it. They're huge.
Yeah. would you sort of spend any time looking at that? Would you just sort of soak in the atmosphere for a moment, or would you?
I'd look at it and I'd go, "That's brilliant." And then
yeah.
if there was any sort of soaking in, I can do that later when there's nothing to look at.
Right, what
there's less to do.
Your memory of it later when you're in the bar.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah
sure,
you can
sure.
you know,
And would you, so can you be kind of in awe of something like that?
Yeah.
The beautiful architecture
well,
and the fact
if it's big, okay. If I go in the cathedral and it's, and it's, I've seen bigger, I go, oh, seen bigger. Sure. If it's the biggest one I've seen, I go, that is huge.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah. That lays you off.
Yeah.
Sure, because you are, you're a sort of man who gets bored, and this is true, Carl, you may not be the familiar with this. Ricky Gervais is a man who gets bored drinking a glass of water.
It's boring.
Because it's not flavoursome enough.
No.
It's not got enough flavour. It's absolute
bore. The only Jane's got me onto fizzy water, which at least got something there.
Right.
But I only drink that when I'm sort of dehydrated in the middle of the night. I never drink a drink of water.
No,
it is boring.
Yeah, yeah. Well, but that's why you've always got headaches, and you're always
apparently yeah.
moaning and stuff.
Yeah,
yeah. One of the reasons I hate you. But when I say hate you, I don't mean I hate you. I didn't mean to blur it out that strongly.
yeah.
What I mean is, if I'm spending a lot of time with you.
Once, we're in the BBC canteen, and I was sort of like, and he just put his knife forward, and I said, I'm never eating with you again. I said, what's the matter? He said, you annoy me. I hate eating with you. It annoys me. It looks like a child food. It's just you eat chips and sausage and rubbish. You don't eat. Look at you. Don't touch your vegetables. You don't drink water. He said, he really got annoyed.
Well, I was, because you've got this like this hatred of anything that's good for you. You won't eat any form of salad.
You just. Why do I eat salad?
Because it's good for you and
lettuce is boring. Lettuce is absolutely boring. Cucumber are boring.
But the thing is, you see, I admit that lettuce and cucumber have not got much flavour, but that's why people will add, say, in Italy, they'll add a lovely dressing.
Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
some olive oil, maybe some balsamic vinegar.
Well, you've embarrassed yourself, because the good thing about a nice, mature lump of cheddar cheese is you don't have to have any dressing.
Although you add some anyway.
I put a little bit of olive oil in it and maybe some mayonnaise.
Maybe some Thousand Island dressing.
On a Ritz cracker, you don't need it, it's just extra.
Sure, sure. Well, good luck. I notice you're wearing is this your travelling gear? You've got the sweatpants and the t-shirt, the free t-shirt.
Yeah.
Looking to get an upgrade, are you?
I'm going first class, anyway.
Sure. Nice.
Badly drawn boy. Spitting in the wind on XFM 104.9.
Are you going to be taking in any of the culture in Italy? Is that something you do?
Yeah.
The opera?
I don't know about the opera. I've never been to the opera either. I do like a bit of opera. Yeah, not, I wouldn't sit through a whole one, but I mean, I like the songs they take from it for that World Cup one. And those two fat birds that they sung in Shawshank Redemption was good.
Yes.
But, I think, I haven't gone into it extensively. I haven't studied the art.
The art of opera.
Also, it's in foreign, so you don't really know what's happening.
It's in foreign.
Yeah. Yeah. So you don't
really That's annoying for you.
Yeah, yeah.
What about, are you a fan of any of the great English operas? Like, The Pirates of Penzance?
Yeah. Gilbert and Sullivan. To me, Gilbert and Sullivan were like the probably their day equivalent of like Richard Stilgo getting together with Tony Slattery. And then 100 years later people go, it's brilliant. It is like, they might as well, I don't know, make any episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right, yeah.
Into an opera, and in 200 years time we're going, that's genius.
Yeah.
Listen to this one, look, this is Party Quirks.
Yeah, Amdram Society, we're step. Because I was in the Pirates of Penzance once in an amateur production.
You used to like Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I did. That was
although
the
I did watch
scenes.
It when it first came on Channel 4 about 15-20 years ago.
But we did the Pirates of Penzance when I was in an amateur dramatic society in Bristol, the Bristol Operatic Society, Light Operatic Society. I don't know why I was involved because I can't sing. My audition, this is how desperate they were for blokes. I swear to God, right, I can't sing. You know,
were you?
Yeah. Well, all right, calm down. And I went in and they said, so what are you going to sing? I went, I want to surprise you. They said, do you want a piano accompaniment? I said, no, I don't think so. I went to the back, I swear to God, I went to the back of the room and I just sang, Thumbelina, Thumbelina, tiny little thing, Thumbelina dance, Thumbelina sing, Thumbelina, what's the difference if you're very small? Because when your heart is full of love, you're 6 feet tall. I just did that, and they just looked at me like I was the weirdest freak they'd ever had. Immediately put me in the chorus, because that was how desperate they were for blokes. We rehearsed it. I couldn't remember the lyrics.
Thank God you were doing Thumbelina.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
I couldn't remember the lyrics.
What was it for? Was it Gilbert and Sullivan?
It was the Pirates of Penzance.
Oh.
There weren't enough blokes, right, so that we had to double up. So some of the pirates had to double up as the policemen who were chasing the pirates. Little bit problematic in the scene when the policemen and the pirates have a fight. That was a little bit tricky. And then worst things, there's this sequence where like the sort of the daughters of the Major General all kind of like, oh beautiful, something like, you know, oh beautiful little girls are we, da la 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 la. And the women they had, they must have all been over 40. I mean real kind of toothless crones creeping around in their 90s.
Is it the sort of women that buy one of those sort of porcelain dolls from the TV and go, look, I've had a baby. It's not a real baby. It is a real baby. You want me to stab you?
Yeah.
One of those.
Exactly. It's the sort of women that you'd see maybe on TV's Bargain Hunt. You know, the kind of contestants you get on there. Those are women who sort of, they're in Amdram and they think they've clung on to their looks, but they'd have never made it in there. The guy who was playing the, there's a guy who's supposed to be an 18-year-old prince, an 18-year-old pirate, the Pirate King. He must have been 40 things a day. He also directed the show though, so he got to prance around in these thigh-high boots. Ludicrous. It was so embarrassing. It was shameful, really.
I'd love to go to Amdram.
Amdram is a whole other world. It's just, it's such an incredible place. Because there's so much backbiting and envy and-
Really?
Oh, it's incredible. I mean, it's worse than the real world of theatre and TV. It's unbelievable. Because the same old people get to do it every year because they can hold a note.
Can we go along?
You would absolutely adore it, Gervais. It
just
is
film it, a secret camera.
Diamond.
Have you ever done the in a play, Pilk?
We know this. Carl, you've performed.
Just did the talent show, didn't I?
Yeah.
Oh, the talent show, yeah.
Remind us of the talent show.
That's when I did Walk Like an Egyptian, dressed up as a woman.
Yeah. Yeah.
And did me magic trick.
Oh, that's that. Is it an egg?
The egg one.
Yeah.
What was the egg one again?
When I, actually I've ruined it now saying the egg one, but I went on stage with like an Anki.
Yeah.
And I said, at this point I was dressed up as a caretaker in it.
Sure.
Don't know why, can't remember.
No.
I was stood there with this Anki over my hand.
Yeah.
And I said, right, you're gonna love this one.
Yeah.
I said, I'm gonna make a bird appear in front of your, in front of your eyes, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh God, what's he gonna do? So I'm stood there.
Yeah, I'm sure I did.
Pulled the Anki off.
It was an egg.
Had an egg and I said, oh, it hasn't been born yet.
That's brilliant.
They loved it.
They, yeah.
Yeah.
Went wild for it, did they? Round of applause.
Yeah.
How old were you? Was that you were like 17?
Was that, apart from your paper round, was that the high point of your life so far? Is that the, what's the
no,
best?
No, I didn't really
Carl, I'd
it.
Like to see you take that on the road. Or maybe at least up to the Edinburgh Festival next year.
Carl, we'll play a song now, right? One of my, great track, Watch That Man, off one of my favourite albums, A Love Insane by David Bowie. But, during that, can you think of a couple of things for me? What's the best thing that's ever happened to you? Can you think about that for 3 minutes? Me and Steve will leave you alone. Just the best thing that's ever happened to you. Remember anything that is amazing. Yeah, can you do that?
Play.
Watch That Man. David Bowie. Steve's caught unaware there, just wandering around, not quite ready, were you?
Well, no, I'm just relaxed, you know, I'm just laid back, just hanging.
Yeah, Carl.
Yeah.
Best thing that's ever happened to you. Best event, best day in your life.
I mean, there's loads of things that happen. Like,
yeah.
No, but, do you know what I mean? You can go for obvious stuff like, you know, meeting Suzanne, sticking with her. And
well, take that as read.
Yeah. You've got that on your desert island, that's already done.
Well,
and the day you know, you got your qualifications through.
Yeah, the history.
Probably, I mean, when you asked me then, the first thing that came into my mind, right, that was a real surprise. Right, because it's like you get surprises on your birthday and that, don't you?
Mm.
But they're not really surprises because you're hassling your mum and dad for stuff,
yeah.
And then they, you know, they might bite you.
Yeah,
so it's not really a real surprise, is it? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I'd say something that was really like, oh yeah, nice one. I've got something here. Is the time when my dad said, "Empty the bin, will you?" Right. I said, "Oh, do I have to?" And I was watching something, it was like, why don't you, or something like that on the telly.
Is this what started your tea bag and banana skin collection?
Right. So, it was like, you know in the summer holidays where you'd have dead good telly in the morning, you had like, the monkeys.
Yeah,
banana splits and all that, right? And I was like, loving that, I was watching that. My dad said, empty the bin. I said, oh, the monkeys are on in a minute. He said, well, just empty the bin. So I emptied it, and I just put it near the door. He said, don't leave it there. He said, stick it near the bins in the garden. I was like, oh, I'll put it there later. He said, no, do it now.
Yeah.
Right? So I was like, oh, if I miss the beginning of this, I'll be livid, So I picked it up quick, ran out down to the bottom of the garden, slung it in the corner, and sort of went to turn back to go back in, and had to look again, because they had like a little AA truck. They bought me, it wasn't brand new, but he'd got it from somewhere, a little AA go-kart. Do you know one of them, like, little things? That, I mean, I was young.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah,
and it was like
a go-kart.
What kind of, you know, the plastic ones?
Yeah.
When you're about, I don't know, I must have been like 5 or 6 or something.
So I don't quite follow. My dad sent me out
with a bin bag so I could see what he'd got me. And it wasn't my birthday or anything, he just got it from somewhere.
You sure you hadn't just nicked it and dumped it out the back?
Possibly.
Sure.
But that was a, like a genuine like, oh yeah, smart.
Yeah.
So I went back in, watched the telly and that for a bit and went back out.
You thought did I tell you
about my go-kart?
Yeah, like about your dad giving it away.
Yeah.
What's the story?
I've told you something.
Have you gone? What? Tell it again.
Well, have I told it on air? I can't remember. Maybe I just told you. When I was about 8 or 9, I had a go-kart and I loved it. It's one of those things you press back and forth.
Yes.
And I used to come in every day, used to just get changed, run out, and it was, behind the shed, and I used to just go up and down the garden. And one day I came running in, and I ran out, and I couldn't see it. And I went to the back door, my mum was washing up, and I went, where's my go-kart? She went, your dad swapped it.
Your dad swapped it?
Yeah. With his, it was his mate, Jimmy, in the pub. He went, it's just, I said, what, she went, yeah, he swapped it for a wheelbarrow. So I went and looked back, and there was this wheelbarrow, right, that was obviously just came off a building site.
Yeah.
Covered in concrete. I couldn't, it was steel, right, I could hardly move it.
Yeah.
And I went back and I went, really? She went, yeah, it's your wheelbarrow.
See, I'm thinking my dad lost a wheelbarrow that day.
Yeah, and I used to push that up and down, it wasn't the same. And
you used to push the wheelbarrow up and down? Anything in there, or?
No, I just like to, try, I was just trying to sort of keep myself amused.
Yeah.
But anyway, that summer, I went on holiday. And I went to Bognor with my mum and my nan.
Another wild holiday.
Yeah, yeah. And I was sort of out by my caravan, and I made friends with this kid, and he'd hired a go kart from the caravan, so right. And I remember him going around in it, and it was great. And I said, I've got a go kart. And the caravan window opened, and my mum said, "Don't lie.
You've got a wheelbarrow. Be truthful."
I went, I had a go-kart.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so tragic.
Yeah.
Well, did you ever really forgive him for that? I'd never forgiven my dad if he'd swapped a go-kart for a wheelbarrow.
I just thought that's par for the course.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're in charge.
Sure. Did you used to rush home, change and- into that sort of gardener's gear. Straight into your hard hat and dungarees.
I go, Mum, any bricks need moving.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
Oh, that's so tragic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Still, that was your happiest day.
Yeah.
Beautiful cars.
That's the one that sprang to mind.
Yeah.
Yeah, and my unhappiest. You see how go-karts can be good or bad? Does that make you think, Carl, that the go-kart is, you know, is good and evil?
Yeah.
Play a record.
Oh,
I'm
so
upset.
Ads.
Huh?
So, some
oh, brilliant, what ads have you got?
I've got these.
Electric Soft Parade. Same way every day on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais.
With him, Steve Merchant.
Sure.
Rick, I only had one thing I had to do all week.
Okay.
What was that? I was so excited about getting up Friday morning, phoning, getting Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Oh, yeah.
The Boss is playing in October. And basically got up too late.
Well, not sold out already, you just
sold
didn't get-
out, it had sold out, but I started calling about 12:30, it sold out. I trawled the net, I trawled all the phone lines.
Yeah, some of those buys are bulk buys for selling on, aren't they? They're not all individuals.
This is the problem. I mean, I don't know how many people they can fit in Wembley Arena, but sold out by 12:30, and that's popular.
Wembley Arena?
Yeah.
It's about 12,000, isn't it?
I was so gutted. It was all I had to do. I was so looking forward to it. I phoned up one of those, like, quite dodgy ticket agencies. Do you know how much he was offering to- You know, they're 45 quid to buy. Mm. He said, the starting price is 225 quid. I mean, that to me is like a ticket tout, like a legal ticket tout.
Are they allowed to do that?
I don't know, it's crazy. I was so angry.
They could make, they'd have to say their booking fee was £150.
Exactly. So I'm like desperate, I don't know what to do, I'm just wondering if I can abuse our position on the radio and just try and scrounge them from anyone who's listening. No, I mean anyone who's listening who's got the power to get them, you know, or-
This is begging, isn't it?
It's exactly what it is, Rick, yeah. Yeah, I was gonna try and dress it up.
Yeah.
But it's just begging.
That
just
ticket touts after you as well for dissing him.
Ricky.Gervais
at- Don't bring me into it.
Shut up. Ricky.Gervais@xfm.co.uk. If there's anything you can do to get me a ticket, I'm willing to pay for it. Up to the price of 45 quid. You know.
Yeah, wow.
No,
second hand.
Yeah,
30.
Yeah.
You don't want to throw your money around,
Steve. I'll give you 25 quid, come on. Don't you know who I am?
Yeah.
But that, I mean, do you know what I mean? Because I'm just, like, I asked Carl if he could sort it out. He's done nothing. He's achieved nothing.
I know.
So I'm just desperate. I'm in a desperate situation and I don't quite know what to do.
I'll tell you this though, Carl. Don't bother doing favours for him because he's not grateful. you give him something, and he goes, right, does this mean I have to give you something back? And I go, well, no. He goes, good.
Well, I got your Cure tickets and you did nothing but whinge about
rubbish,
it.
That gig.
There you go.
It
then.
Was rubbish. I went along to that gig. It was a balmy summer's night. The Cure, as far as I'm concerned, owe me a balmy summer's night because I wasted it. Hour and a half they played for. They played four hits. I don't want to hear their dirge from like some dodgy album from like 1984. I'm not interested. Play the hits. Boys Don't Cry. Love Cats. Blah 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 blah. Instead, I got nothing. I was so angry. I was just, oh man, I was.
You were probably
so angry.
Angry at Carl, weren't you?
I was angry at Carl for wasting my time getting me the tickets for free.
You know what I mean,
Carl? Paid for it,
are you getting to see what sort of a bloke Steve Merchant is?
Mm-hmm. No, it's not the point. Do you not agree though? If you're going to go and see a band like The Cure on a summer's night, Hyde Park, you do not want to hear some obscure B-sides and album tracks.
But that was a great thing about when I saw Bowie at the BBC. He played.
When you what?
You know about that?
I don't know about this.
Yeah, you do.
What? When did you see Bowie?
At the Jonathan Ross recording.
Oh, what, your showbiz friend Jonathan Ross?
Yeah.
What was this? Was that TV thing he did?
Yeah.
You went to that? You haven't told me about this.
Yes, I have.
No, you haven't.
Well, you were away, I think.
No, I wasn't. Because I watched it on TV.
It was amazing.
Well, don't tell me that.
It was incredible.
Were you seriously there?
Yeah. And then I went onto a show on the Saturday.
Did you?
Yeah. Because I was just about, Jonathan said, oh, I need someone to come in, yeah. And I went onto the radio
show. So you were hanging out with Bowie?
Yeah.
Yes. Go on. Who else was there?
Well, the weird thing was—
Shall I go through my favourite artists and you just name them and see if they were there, just let me know.
No, but it was amazing, right? Because he started, he played, just doing low, because it was that, it was the Meltdown thing. And he did, Be My Wife, which was great. Then he started doing Fame. Right, and they've been talking about Ziggy in the interview. He was going, oh, everyone goes on Ziggy, will you just stop it, right? And it was sort of like, got to a point where he was going, oh, and it was really funny, and, but Jonathan's like a favourite phase with that. And then he started playing, Fame, and it was really good, and he just went, stop this, stop this. This isn't, let's do Ziggy. And my spine tingled. I was well done. And he did Ziggy Stardust, and I'll tell you what, it sounded like the album version. And he's got an amazing band, and it was, and I love it when they do that. I hate it when they, just because they've been going for 25 years, they start changing
it. I can't believe that you went to this, that you knew you were going to this, and you never asked me, you never asked Jonathan if you could get me in. I mean, seriously, I mean, you know how much that would have meant
to me. Yeah, but it was very tight. Apparently, I know, but it was very, very, it was very sort of, apparently Richard Branson couldn't get in, there was a queue, so I was like, especially, it was me and Jane went, David Baddiel and Frank Skinner.
Oh, what, some new showbiz friends of yours, aren't they?
No, I mean, I'm rubbing it in, Steve, I know.
I can't, I'm just.
But you might not have liked it, you might have complained, like, Carl got you the Cure, and you turned it back on
it. That was rubbish, though, that was rubbish.
Well, you might not have liked what David did, you know.
I'll tell you this, seriously, if I find out that you do, that you've gone to some secret gig or something in the future, and I find out you've been, seriously, that's it. There's no more office, there's no more, no, I'm not joking, I'm not mucking around, because that to me is like, that's what friendship is, that's like, textbook example of friendship.
What do you think, Carl?
No, I just think that's really off.
No, you were
really
off.
No, I wasn't away.
Yeah, you were, yeah.
I wasn't away, don't try and fool me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have been away. If I was away, I wouldn't have been away if you told me that was happening.
You were asleep.
We can joke about it, but I'm really angry about this.
What do you think, Carl?
There's a secret, right, apparently there's a secret Bruce Springsteen gig that's been planned.
I'm going.
Are you? If I find out you're at that,
oh, dear.
Play a record so I can shout expletives at Ricky Gervais. I tell you what, lovely bit of electronic.
Oh.
Just to calm and soothe me. Seriously, I'm not joking, that really winds me up.
The Cure was good.
Electronic, getting away with it. Nice to hear that again, Rick.
Yeah, lovely. Love all that.
You've
had a bit of result, haven't you?
Well, no, there's a guy who's phoned up who said he might be able to sort me out with the Springsteen ticket, so deeply excited about that. But, you know, people don't get complacent.
Don't your laurels.
He might not be able to.
Steve demands a lot of hard work.
Well, he might not be able to sort it out. You know, he's going to make some calls, but if he can't, then, you know, keep calling or emailing Ricky.Gervais.
You'll be taking me, won't you? Because after that rant about me not taking you.
Well, you're welcome to go. I mean, if you told me that before, I probably could have blagged some using your name. If you let me do that, I could have phoned up the promoter. Fine, calling on behalf of Ricky Gervais, BAFTA winner.
Oh dear.
He'd have probably sorted me right out. But yeah, no, I mean, you know, we joking aside, it is quite serious. And as I say, I don't want to pay through the nose for him. You know, I'm willing to go up to sort of £47. They cost 45
like
face
like that Steve trying to impress a girl in a queue, yeah, offered the bouncer £2 for himself if, yeah, he could go to the front of the queue.
Oh man, that was so embarrassing.
£2.
I tried to bribe, did I tell you that guy? I tried to bribe the bouncer. He was coming out, he was just, he thought he was really, he thought he was in total, he was like the bouncer of the Met Club, or the Met Bar or something.
Tenner in.
He was choosing, no it wasn't, he was picking people off, right, yeah, that was it, he was picking people off and he was going, you can come in, you can come in. I got chatting to a couple of girls, I thought, I'm in here, I'm sorry dear. Yeah. And I thought, I'll act flash, I'll try and bribe my way into the club. The guy was walking past, I cornered him, I went, wee, how much is it to go in? He said, fiver. I went, I'll give you seven. And £2. I thought, because the problem I had was I didn't want to go straight to like a tenner,
no,
because if he accepted seven, I didn't want to be down, you know,
no,
I didn't want to waste,
no,
the money.
You're right,
so I thought,
Steve. You're
I thought
right,
we
Steve
could at least haggle.
It was the term. Is that frugal? What is the term for that? Thrifty? I know.
No, but I'm resenting this because you are trying to create this kind of this lies, this myth that I'm somehow, you know, like that I'm somehow cheating
careful
my money,
yeah,
or that I'm not a great lover. You know what I mean? And that's sort of what I'm like. It's annoying me, frankly.
Oh so, dear. Carl, you went to, Habitat this week, didn't you?
You're not gonna believe this, Steve.
Go on.
He told me
is
this,
it a bargain?
No.
Do you know how I told you about those, those lads at school with big heads?
Sure, yeah, the big head lads, yeah.
Right.
And the web feet.
Yeah, web Dans.
Web Dans, was it?
They weren't there, were they?
They weren't there, but do you know, like, Ricky was always saying, oh, they don't exist, they only went to your school, you know, yeah, la la la. It was in Habitat, there was only one sat on a sofa. Not one of the lads, but one of the- one
A big
of the,
head lad.
A big headed lad.
Is that like, when you say a big headed lad, is he like Frank Sidebottom, big head? I mean, is it like-
What
I
is
don't
it?
Know what it- this is why, you know, it'd
is
be nice to-
You think it's maybe a medical-
Well, it'd be nice
complaint
to- if there's a doctor listening,
sure,
right?
Yeah, yeah, a doctor listening to XFM thinking, I must phone up and fuel Carl's obsession with, yeah, the deformed.
Yeah.
No, but it's not really deformed,
but
it was
how
just-
how big is the head?
Probably, you see, it's weird how it's always kids who I see with it, so I'm wondering whether they have
grow
a full-size head.
Head,
right,
and
yeah,
then the, when they get older, it works out all right.
Like jumpers. My mum used to get me jumpers a size too big,
yeah,
so it'd last a year.
So, I'm just wondering if it's the same.
So, so how old are these generally? Are they not like adults? They're like kids.
Well, when
they?
I was at school there, I was probably about seven, and this kid on
And do they have to wear
Sunday.
Any kind of apparatus to sort of keep their head from kind of, you know, not tipping them over or sort of staying
well,
upright?
Like a
I mean, it's, well, I'm just worried that the head's kind of too heavy for their body or something in there.
No, it's, I mean, it's not that big.
Right.
It's, it's just not right. You kind of go, you sort of do a bit of a double take.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the fringe isn't sort of, you know, just above their eyes, it's quite high up.
Sure.
Yeah.
That sickens you, obviously. And is it something that repulses you slightly? Do you get
no, 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 that's, that'd be cruel.
No, sure.
But,
yeah.
But, you know.
But it's not cruel to discuss it on the radio.
Well, it happens,
sure,
doesn't it?
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I'd just like to know what it is. If it's like a, like a water on the head type
a
thing.
Water on the head type thing.
Like water on the knee.
Yeah.
But on
water
the head.
On the head.
But, yeah, if anyone knows what it is.
Yeah. People with big heads.
Yeah, it'd be,
And it's, yeah, okay.
It'd be good.
Good information.
So, what time are we doing-
You sure it wasn't suspective? You sure he wasn't sort of leaning forward and he was really tall? So, yeah, the top of his- the head looked quite big but then it went to a little body but really his body was a lot further
no,
away.
No, big head.
Yeah.
Just a big head. Rest of his body, fine. Face okay, everything's normal.
You weren't looking at him in a kettle.
If you wore a hat, it'd be alright, but-
What do you mean if you wore a hat, he'd be alright?
You'd probably just think, oh, it's a big hat, or something.
Yeah, but what sort of hat?
So you'd have to wear like a 10-gallon hat.
Yeah, that would go down onto his shoulders with two eyes cut in
it. Yeah, like something like, from the Ant Hill mob.
Yeah, Michael Bentine's potty time.
Oh, yeah.
How would a hat help him?
Yeah. Are you sure this wasn't a Diddy man?
Yeah, I'm not being mean, I just want to
no,
know what it is.
No. Okay. Right. Well, if you are a doctor listening and you know, you want to use your kind of free Saturday.
Not
to
the doctor who phoned the bloke in America and said, where do I get blood from?
Sure.
Not that doctor. Because I assume he's been struck off now, given.
Sure. Give us a call and sort out the whole big head conundrum. What's the number?
08700 800 1234.
That's also the number to call if you have Bruce Springsteen tickets available. I will pay up to £47.
Don't do it. Go yourself. Don't give them to Steve for cost price. Make a little profit.
Oh, come
I mean,
on,
don't
Rick,
take
seriously,
the mickey.
Don't worry me. You know what I feel. You've already ruined the whole thing. Don't ruin some more of my dreams.
But I'll tell you what. If you do get Steve, tickets, he'll be so grateful that he will spend a bit of money on you, I imagine.
Exactly.
You'll buy the tickets and, you know, give him something pretty special because you're earning now and, you know.
Yeah. So let me discuss that with them, Rick. I mean, let's not make any promises.
Yeah, you're in the middle of a phone call there, aren't you? Is that still, is that poor bloke still on the line?
Probably not, no, he's gone.
Oh, has he?
Yeah,
oh, he was in the summer.
White stripes there.
Yeah, dead leaves and the dirty ground. Steve, what are you doing?
Sorry, mate, I'm just sort of preoccupied with other stuff. I've got the whole Springsteen thing I'm worried about, I've got that playing on my mind.
I've never seen Steve so worried. Like, usually he sits there with his head.
I've made promises to people that I can't keep. I promised about three different people I'm getting them tickets.
Well, serves you right.
Some calls, Rick, that's all.
I can't believe it. I cannot believe it.
Are we doing the game in this hour or what?
Oh, we could do. Should we do that? Your game?
Well,
what was that thing you told me the other day as well, of talking about it? People have been phoning up about this. I don't think we should talk about conditions of the mind and brain.
Well, that woman's put you right.
Yeah, shown us. It's hydrocephalus, it could be. And all it is that it's totally curable and normal life. What they do is it's a baby born with sort of water on the brain and it comes out, must hurt a bit in childbirth, and then they just drain it off. It's just full of water.
I tell you what.
What?
It just reminded me
what?
Weird stuff going on in the
but
world.
But it wasn't a baby, was it? This was a- maybe it was a baby. Maybe it was- oh, maybe it was a baby, but it had water on the everything.
Well, listen, right, this was a kid with a big head, as far as I'm concerned. He wasn't a baby.
Go
but
on.
We know what he's got, everything's sorted. But other things, right, that are weird in the world-
Yeah,
do you know,
go on,
you're
Carl.
Always like,
yeah.
You're going on about, there's no ghosts and stuff.
Yeah.
Right? How do you answer this one? Someone here, who I work with,
yep.
Right, I'm not gonna say they are, because it doesn't matter, but they were eating, space cake, right?
What do you mean by that, Carl? Explain.
What's
for,
a space cake?
For people who-
it's some sort of druggy cake, isn't it?
Yeah.
Right?
A dope brownie or whatever, yeah.
Right.
So it's something with cannabis in it, is that what you're saying?
I think it's something stronger than that, isn't it? I don't know, but
fine.
Anyway, he was having this space cake, and-
you better give me the name now, Carl, because I've got to report him.
No, listen.
It's only- no,
it really doesn't matter.
No.
Is it Sturgis? Was it Claire Sturgis?
Yeah,
she wouldn't bother with- she's gone on the hardest- she doesn't bother with doesn't do anything to her now.
Straight to the vein, yeah.
So listen, right, so he's at a party, right, with his mates, and they're listening to, the, Star Sailor album, right?
Right.
And, he sat there, and he's had some of this cake.
Right.
And, listen to the album, and his mate sat across the way talking to someone else.
Hmm.
Right?
That's weird.
The album's on, and he thinks to himself, this track's going on a bit.
Yeah.
And his mate across the way, who's talking to someone else,
heard him say it.
Heard him say it, and he goes,
yeah.
Goes, yeah, isn't it?
Yeah.
So he goes, oh.
Right.
And he goes,
see, usually at this point, I say, had this bloke taken drugs, but you started the story
yeah.
with this bloke
no.
had done some drugs,
but since,
right, Rick?
No, if he was here now,
yeah.
Right, he would say, yeah, I know, I think it sounds, I know it sounds mental,
yeah,
but it happened. And
yeah.
it wasn't just a one question, it wasn't just like, oh, this track's a bit long, innit? Yeah, it is.
He had a whole conversation.
A whole conversation
sure.
with the guy.
And yeah.
I just want to clarify, you mean he had the whole conversation telepathically?
Yeah.
Right.
And
he didn't just shout across
and
the room.
And they've recently met up and, like, they've sat there and tried to, like, work out what happened. Mm. And
without,
it's never happened again.
They don't have to talk at all anymore.
Yeah. Why did they meet up? Couldn't they have just done it, like, in their own homes? Just stay at home.
Do they have to have that cake before they start having a conversation? Hold on, wait a minute, lads. Why are we using our lips?
Yeah.
This is using way too many oh, take there you go.
My only question with that is, being skeptics like Ricky and I, whenever we hear a story like that about the paranormal, the first thing we always look for is maybe some other explanation.
Yeah.
Maybe one vague idea.
Lying?
Could be lying.
Chinese whisper.
As I think you pointed out, there are drugs.
Is
often
drugs.
An issue as
madness.
Well. Yeah.
Fear. Delusion.
Mm.
Sleep.
Yeah.
You know, there are so many things you go through.
I'm gonna go with the drugs
before your dead grandmother
exactly.
pops into the equation.
I'm gonna go with the acid.
Right, tell the other story that you totally believe this as a true story, don't you? The fella with the being killed.
Right, do you know how the other week we were talking about some fella who had his head cut off, and he said when my head goes into the basket, I'm gonna blink a lot. See how many times I can blink.
But if you remember. When Carl first told me that, it was, I think it was Simon or, Nick that I pointed out. He goes, no, that's not quite right, Carl. Carl told me it, that he had his head cut off, and when his head was in the basket, it looked up and said, count how many times I blinked.
Yeah,
but
sure.
He believed that as well.
Yeah,
so he was happy,
yeah.
He was happy with that.
Sure.
Do you know
sorry,
what I mean?
So yeah, you'd got that a couple of weeks ago, there was a guy, he had his head cut off, and before he had it off, he'd said, I'm gonna blink to show that there's life after death, and
he did 32 blinks,
yeah,
right?
Sure.
So, you two were sort of putting that down the other week.
We were skeptical of that.
So, I looked again.
On the internet?
At some other website.
Yeah.
And there's a guy.
Sorry, it's the website, just to clarify, the website is the place where you bought that property on the moon, didn't you? Because it was a bargain.
Right. So, this guy.
Fingers umped.
Look, we'll see who's fingers umped when this world ends.
Yeah.
I've got somewhere to go.
Yeah.
Right? And I know you'll be calling me up saying, oh, can I come with you?
Have you got like 2 square foot?
No, I've got 8 acres.
You're gonna have to stand deadly still on the moon in your 2 square foot.
I've got about 20 acres.
There's no place for Suzanne. It'll just be you.
12 off, love. It's all those people with big heads and web feet that have been buying it all these years.
Yeah. Well, listen, right.
Go on.
Anyway.
Play a record. Tell us a story after it. We've been chatting for
fun. Sorry, Carl. No, there's no record.
Play a tune. We'll come back with this. What's this? Another ghost story?
Oh, let's play one of my favourite songs of all time, because I'm going on holiday and getting into a lovely, serene move. Serene Sorrento is probably from that. It's Neil Young, After the Gold Rush.
Beautiful. Still to come, that competition as well. Look forward to that. Carl's quiz.
Yeah. What an amazing track
Beautiful
that
tune,
is.
Yeah.
Neil Young,
Dynamite.
After the Gold Rush. So go on, Carl. Sorry. Go on, Carl.
So just take us back a few steps, Carl. What's the story?
Right, so I did some research. Right.
Let's just recap again. There was a guy you read about who had his head chopped off. He was guillotined.
Yeah.
He had said to the people around him,
count my
I'm
blinks.
Going to blink once I've had my head cut off to
so
show
the brain
that life,
can still.
Or the brain can continue to work after death. Okay, so yeah, we queried that.
So you weren't having any of it?
Well, no, possibly for a few seconds till the oxygen stops being fed to the cells because the blood has drained away. But, you know, nothing spectacular. So
right,
go on.
Well, along the similar sort of lines, right? This is quite a few years ago. This fella sort of upset the royal family doing something, right?
Uh-huh.
So they said that this isn't good.
It wasn't Ben Outland at that Jubilee thing, was it?
I can't remember what it was, and they said, right,
that was terrible.
We're gonna cut your head off. You gotta show people that you can't be doing what you've been doing.
What was this, the 1970s?
When
you say a couple of years ago, you mean maybe sort of.
Was it the olden days when
ages
the phones weren't very good?
Ages ago.
Yeah.
Ages ago, sure.
So yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
So.
Very philosophical.
Yeah, imagine that, when you wasn't here screwing
me.
This was literally ages ago.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, go
Simon Sharma's History of Britain.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, so, and even before that, which is yonks, before, when it was all mental and different. Sorry, Carl, go on.
So he's having his head cut off, and he's resigned to it.
It's a day before, he's kind of got it into his head now that I'm not going to have my head much longer.
Sure.
So he said, let's make use of this.
Yeah.
He said, I wonder how long, like, the body can stay alive without my head on it, right? So they were like, oh, I don't know. So,
Hoover.
So.
The jailers?
Whoever he was asking.
These jailers with one eye.
Yeah.
Get that tank.
So he said,
no, wait a minute, I've got an interesting scientific experiment, jailer. Well, fair enough.
What is it?
Yeah.
So, he said, what I want to do, right? He said, you know, surely it's my last right. You know, I'm gonna be dead tomorrow.
Sure.
So, let's
he
do a
test. He didn't draw it out this long, did he?
Yeah, he said, let's test this out. You know, he said, do us a favour. He said, you know, it's my last day. What I want you to do is, you're gonna cut my head off. Let's put a white line on the floor.
Right.
And see if, you know, because there's no point asking how far he can sort of walk without an head if there isn't a line, because you don't know what to count. Do you know what I mean? If it's just, if he loses his head and he's running around all over the place, you can't really count
that's
that.
That's not impressive enough, yeah.
So they said, let's make a white line.
Sure.
Yeah. Who said this? He did or they did?
I think they started to join in with him and say, well, let's make this a, you
sure. You guess it. Go on.
So,
they got Norris McWhirter down. The Guinness people.
Oh.
Yeah.
So they said, let's get this white line.
Yeah.
And,
dedication's all he needs.
We'll do this tomorrow. And he said, all right, then, I'll see you in the morning.
Yeah. See you in the morning! I'll see you in the morning! Night, night, sleep tight. Bye-bye.
I love the fact that Carl knows exactly what was said.
Yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah. He doesn't know the story or what order is it or when
but
it was.
He knows exactly what was said.
Or who says what, but he knows the intricacies. All right then, see you in the morning. Bye. Oh, kissy, kissy, kissy. Oh, I'm not like that. Oh, you joker.
Oh, don't let the bed bugs bite.
Yeah. Anyway.
So he gets up.
Do you want a paper tomorrow? No, I'm all right. Go on.
He gets up and they say, right, you know, today's the day and that. And he said, well, you know, I've got used to the idea. So here's a white line for you.
Got used to the idea.
Go on.
So they go, right, you ready then? And he said, all right, go on. And they cut his head off. and the body walked 32 steps without a head.
Wow.
32 steps.
Incredible.
And that's the lesson, really.
Did it get as far as the it walked along the white line, did it?
Yeah, it stayed along the white line, did 32 steps, and then started to stumble a bit, and it just fell over.
Yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it was a test that your body can still keep alive for a little bit.
Yeah.
When you've lost your head.
Absolute twaddle. Absolute twaddle.
What do you reckon you can do, then, without an head? How many steps?
Nothing.
There'd be muscular spasm, right? Yeah.
It would twitch a bit.
It would, yeah. You could not distinctly take 32 steps.
Hmm.
The body
Yeah.
Is the doctor still on the line?
Yeah.
The fellow that bought 6 parrots?
Yeah.
And, you know, you could have got 32 steps.
Right, so you don't believe that.
I'm doing a bit of line dancing.
Right, you don't believe that, but something that you do believe that a cockroach can live a week without an head.
It can.
Hmm.
Slightly different. Slightly different kettle of fish there.
Why?
Wow, insect to human is what I'm thinking.
Yeah,
that difference.
There's not that much difference in some insects. Do you know that a snake has a heart and lungs and kidneys and stuff?
Go on.
No, well, I'm just saying.
So?
You're making out as if like they're a totally different like
species. I am making that. I mean, call
Rick,
me old-fashioned.
Do you know what you're talking about? I don't want you embarrassing yourself, Rick.
Yeah, I am suggesting they're totally different beings. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Now, Carl, the cockroach is a very different thing. The interesting there is that it lives without its head, because a lot of it's on there's some of them are phototropic, chemotropic. Some of them just literally have irritation and muscle memory. I mean, they do have a central nervous system, but it's very different. So if you lose the head, it bypasses a lot of that anyway. It all just run around. The reason it dies is because it can't take on water. But it's very different to a man, right, having consciousness and then losing that. And the body's still going, now I remember what I was gonna do here.
Yeah, so
I'm gonna carefully walk 32 steps along this white line. Imagine just looking out going, oh, missed a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe the head was in the corner going, left! 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 Oh, he's now, ooh.
Well, let's just put it out. I mean, if anyone listening has maybe had a relative beheaded, maybe in a horrendous car accident, but they got up, maybe they went for a walk, they had a little chat before they passed
on. Carl.
Get in touch.
You are my favourite being. You are my favourite species.
Now, you, Carl, may not be particularly different genetically from a cockroach.
You are,
why
generally
can cockroaches
speaking.
Do that? Why whoever made them went,
let's play a record.
Do you know what, when I told him this fact, I send him little facts on text messages just to inflame his, you know, interest. I just sent him, a cockroach can live 9 days without its head. Mm. He texted back, what's the point of that?
Yeah.
What's the point of
They're
that?
They're not doing experiments, these cockroaches.
It's a boring last week to have.
And he went, and on top of all that, you're thirsty. So yeah. It's the worst week of your life, isn't it? That week without your head.
Play a record.
Play a record, Carl.
Competition time next.
Oh.
Right.
Oh. Oh. Look at his little face. Oh, look at his little face.
If you've not heard Carl's competition.
Oh, he could live without an head. Eminem. Bit late there, weren't you, Carl? Put your little headphones on. Cleaning out my closet.
What are you doing?
I've got a stuff for a face with, toilet paper.
Oh.
Do the competition.
Yeah. Do you know, when we were writing the TV show, I was filming it just for our own amusement, just to sort of, I suppose more as a document, really, so that if there was ever, you know, a court of law that needed, evidence of Ricky Gervais's, I don't know what it is, really, sickness, annoyance. He did this for about 2 hours. You see what he's doing now? He's stuffing his face with toilet roll.
Yeah. And pushing the lips out so I can just show him the teeth.
Yeah. Do you know, that actually makes me want to be sick.
I know.
Yeah, actually, he gag a little bit.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Good. Well, while Ricky does that, Carl, it's time for your quiz.
See, this is what you get if this is on telly.
Right. An example.
You have to be quiet, or you've got to take that toilet paper out of your mouth. I'm really serious because it's really annoying.
Okay.
You're going to be quiet?
Yeah.
Right. An example of the game, just in case people didn't hear the launch of it last week. It's a song title. I tell a little story, and that song and that little story is a song, innit?
Yeah.
Right, so, say, for example,
what did we do last week?
What did we do last week?
The woman who,
oh yeah, a woman who really wants to, like, have a bath because she stinks.
Yeah.
But she can't because if she had a bath or a shower or a wash or whatever, she'd end up killing herself.
Yes.
No, right. You didn't say that. She's in at killing herself.
Well, anyway, as an example, that would be one of the stories.
Yeah, she's electric.
The answer there is she's electric. Yeah, she couldn't have a shower because she would have ended up killing herself.
Yeah.
Right? So this week's then, and don't say it if you know it because the idea is that people can vote, right? There's this bloke and he buys a new house, right? And he's well happy with it. His girlfriend moves in with him and stuff. And she says, right, you know, let's clean it up a bit.
Yeah.
And, you know, straight away it'll be worth more money.
Uh-huh, good idea.
So he says, right, you do the kitchen and I'll do upstairs and that. She's stripping the kitchen down and, he goes upstairs and he's in the bedroom and notices, little hole to the attic.
Oh, right, brilliant.
Right. So he goes, oh, I wonder how much room's up there, you know, I've never weighed it up. So he goes up there and it's all, like, dusty and a mess. And he goes, this could make a good bedroom, this.
Yeah.
So he starts cleaning it all out, puts all the rubbish, like, bins the rubbish straight away, and there's little boxes with bits in that don't belong to him. I wonder what's in here, right? So he opens one of the boxes, it's like a little lamp.
Oh, right.
He goes, this might be worth a few quid, right? And he rubs it.
Magic lamp.
And all, like, all the room goes all sparkly and stuff. And he goes, oh, what's going on? And then this fella appears, right? In a nice sort of, pair of 501s.
Right.
And he says, what do you want?
I know already. So all the first bit is irrelevant.
Yeah, but it's about building the story, isn't it? So don't say anything. If you think you know it, Steve, do you know it?
I don't. So I just quickly recap the end there. I almost missed the end.
Oh, so there you go. He's in the attic, right? Yeah. His missus is still downstairs. She's not up there.
Okay.
Right? He's on his own. And he cleans this lamp, right?
Yeah.
And this fella appears out of all this smoke and he's wearing a nice pair of 501s and he's wearing a shirt and, there you go. What's the song?
What song are you thinking of?
The lines are going mental.
Because it's so easy.
Let's play a record, Carl. We'll come back and we'll find out if anyone's got that right. That's a great one, Carl, really.
Right.
Did you just come up with that, literally, in the last 10 minutes?
Yep.
Genius. This is genius. Definitely. I mean, if those calls aren't from major TV companies, I don't know. I mean, dynamite stuff.
A lot of them are, what's his name's lawyer?
Simon Mayer.
We the people. That's my favourite thing I've done for years.
Yeah, not bad, not bad.
That's great, back to form there. So, yeah, okay, the lines are going mental just because it's easy. Go on then.
So
First one to get it.
Well, it's not that though, Rick. I mean, Carl has just decided to revise the actual rules of the competition.
Yeah.
So that, we've decided, is very easy. So that's now a qualifier.
And so then I have to answer one live.
Exactly, so whoever gets that one right can play for
big money. Is it a quick one as well? Because some people will lose the will to live. Just cut to the chase. And, because they've got a qualify now, we're throwing an Office DVD that I'm ready
You'll sign that, won't you?
Yeah.
No.
That increases its value by 42 pence.
Exactly.
Right, go on.
We'll just go live, yeah? Hello, XFM.
Yeah, hi, how's it going?
Not too bad.
Listen,
a very, very quick recap, Carl, if you will, please, for the people listening.
Very quick.
Right,
a man ends up in a loft.
Man's, after moving into this house and is in the loft. And he's tidying up, his missus is downstairs doing the kitchen because that needed doing. He's up there, he's cleaning up, emptying the boxes, he finds a little, like, a little-
He rubs a lamp, a fella comes out wearing 501s. What's the song?
What's the song, mate?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Well, look, I'm sitting in this bar, right? I'm not ringing up relating to anything that's going on right now. I'm after one of these armbands to go and meet Bowie on Monday. Can you help me out?
What? Piss off.
You can't say that to our public.
Yes, I can. What I can't bear is people begging, Rick, on the radio. You know what I mean? I can't bear it.
Is that the Australian
people
bloke? He's got the Bruce Springsteen tickets.
Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Hello.
Are you phoning up for an armband?
No.
Okay, great.
Gene Genie, of course it is.
Well done.
Well done.
Right, what's your name?
So, everyone else can ring off now because
Well, she might not take the challenge. What's your name?
I'm sure she will.
Hello?
What's your name?
Christina.
Right, do you want to take on the challenge?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Oh, right, well. So this is for, she's already won a couple of CDs, this is for the Office DVD.
Right.
Okay.
Signed by Ricky Gervais.
Right.
So this is the same game again, but we're doing it live. Right?
Okay.
So, this is a song title. Right, there's this insect.
I'm loving it already.
Right?
Yeah.
And it's in its little, like, nest. And all the other insects, all its mates and that, are really, like, working. They're grafting hard, they're tidying up. Some of them are going out getting the food.
Some of them have even got heads, they're still working.
Some of them are, like, you know, rushing around. But there's this one insect who's just sat there with its feet up. And it's like, you know, just doing nothing. And it's annoying all the other ones, but it's sat there.
The Ricky Gervais bug.
And it's sat there doing nothing, having a little, like, fag and that. What's the song?
I don't know. Oh, my God, I'm brainless.
I don't know this either. So, obviously it's a type of insect, that's why you've avoided saying what it is. So it's something like lazy ant, lazy bee.
Well, we shall throw it back up and, to the public.
Oh, no, and I hope this poor woman has called in and now got a stupid one.
But Christina's lost it now,
hasn't
she?
She's lost it. No, she's blown it, Rick.
Oh,
sorry, you've
only because
cool.
You changed the rules halfway through.
Anyway.
She hasn't got a DVD player, so she's not bothered.
Okay, alright. Cheers,
Christina.
Then,
Christina.
Bye.
See you later.
So we can throw that back out then, can we?
Well, yeah. I don't know.
Is there anyone on the phone? Yeah, go on, take the next person.
So what was it? There was some bugs, there was a bug and one of them wasn't doing any work.
Loads of them are working really hard.
Sure.
This one's just sat there doing nothing, annoying them all, right? So, XFM.
God.
Hello? Hello?
I'm glad to say, it's in Carl Pilkinson's mind.
I like him.
Hello, XFM.
I like him.
Hello?
Hello.
Oh yeah, is it Animal Nitro by Slade?
No, it's not. Good answer. Good answer.
Is it a good answer? That doesn't make any sense, does it?
It does, isn't it? Oh no, like Carl does.
Yeah.
Hello, XFM.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it Ichiku Park?
No. No.
Ichiku Park.
Bugs are itchy, aren't they?
Yeah, sure. I think they're stabbing in the dark.
They're starting to think like Carl, which I like. Go on, next one.
Hello, XFM.
Hi, is it Scratch Pervert?
No, it's not.
Scratch Pervert. He's come out of nowhere there.
It's good.
It's something to do with lazy bug, or lazy ant, or lazy bee.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, is it Beetlebum?
Excellent.
Beetlebum, of course. Beetlebum by Blur.
Sat around doing nothing, it's right, bum.
Okay,
yeah.
So I don't win anything now.
Well done.
No, you don't.
Yes,
no.
She does. She wins the Office DVD. Take her name and address.
By Ricky Gervais.
She doesn't, because she didn't do the qualifier.
She knew it was Gene Genie. Oh, Carl, let someone win some. It's painful enough listening to you for 10 minutes.
Lads, can
give
we just
away
calm down
some
for a
things?
Lads, can we just calm down for a moment? Once again, well, I just draw you to my point at the top of the show. When you were pissing about outside in the office, we could have been working through this.
Yeah.
We could have been figuring out the rules.
What's her name?
We could have had maybe some music, some jingles.
Who's that? Who's that?
What's your name again?
Can we do this off air? Let's play a record.
Yeah, no, he's not gonna give her an address out. We're rubbish.
This is so rubbish.
We are really
so rubbish. What's your name?
D.
Right, okay, well, play a record and we'll get your address, D, and we'll send you some stuff.
Thank you.
What I mean, you should come in an hour early. We should sort this stuff out. This is what I've been saying all along. I've been saying we should come in,
I've
do a bit of preparation.
I've got things to do.
Simon Mayo used to come in early. That's why
he didn't have to sleep and eat breakfast. Come Back Around by Feeder on XFM 104.9. I'm Ricky Gervais, with me Steve Merchant, and our producer there, I say producer, Carl Pilkington, alright?
Alright.
Yeah, we gotta slicken up this thing. If we're gonna be as good as Mayo, we've gotta come in early and do the work.
Yeah.
Let's get in at 10 to 1 next week. We're not in it next week, are we?
We would be if it weren't for the fact that you need a holiday already. You've done 3 weeks, but yeah, you need a little rest.
Well, I wasn't on holiday last time, I was working.
Sure.
So what are you just gonna do a best of, are
you? Yeah, just dig out some bits.
And what are you gonna do, just lump them together?
Just like, pick some favourite bits.
Yeah.
Right.
And,
that'll fill up 10 minutes.
Well, do this then. Do the links then. So.
Well, why don't we do some sort of stock links now then?
Okay then. Do you remember that, Steve?
Oh, that was a great moment. Yeah. Great moment.
I'll tell you what though, I love the bit when he, well, just play
it. Just play it.
Right, so you can play some of there.
Can you do a proper intro so it's like, you know,
okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What, you know what song we're gonna come out of?
Just say it generic, like, that's a good song.
Let's
work out what it might be.
Okay, well, what do you want to start off with next week then?
Well,
let's
give them a few options.
Okay.
Give them a couple of options. That was a great track by Oasis.
Oasis there. Well, we're not actually here today, Steve. We recorded these last week. I'm on holiday. What are you, you're just probably chilling
out with a lady.
Yeah, yeah.
Leave me alone. Stop phoning, ladies.
This is like the best of last year, and we're going to kick off with a classic clip. Who can forget this? All right.
Then just weave that in.
Yeah, and then come out of that, come into a record or something. So I come out of another record.
Just one more, just in case I need it.
Okay. I don't know.
That was Bob the Builder there. Shouldn't really be playing that on XFM, but-
Stupid car, stupid. Don't know what you're thinking, mate.
You buffoon.
Yeah, you're imbecile.
Oh, okay, I know. Great track, I love that.
Yeah, beautiful.
I went with it.
Yeah, no, come on, let's get these right. He needs to use these next week.
Okay, another great track-
Why don't we just do this later?
I've got to go, I've got to run away.
To the airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, but this isn't gonna work, it's a mess.
Well, just- oh, yeah,
well,
like
that'll be fine for this show. It can slot right in, Carl.
Yeah.
Talking of a mess, mate, your competition.
Yeah.
It was a shambles today. I mean, last week we gave it the benefit of the doubt because it was the first time we'd done it, but you've got to think it through, mate. You can't be making it up on the spot like that and changing the rules.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, mate. I mean, I know you did it with the best intentions, but it was
I feel worried that people think we get at Carl and everything. Yeah.
But that was appalling.
Yeah, it was terrible.
It was interminable. Like, I think you've got to compress those stories. You've got to tighten them right up.
He gets paid to like 30 quid extra for this as well. So, I mean, he's getting good money for it.
Listen, right? You say that you've got to compress it, right? The way I look at that competition, it's like Columbo, right? The murder bit at the end is done in like 3 minutes, but you drag it out for an hour.
Yeah.
So you sort of make it exciting and like, oh, I wonder where he's going with this.
Sure.
And it worked. You know, D Hudson, she's walking away with the DVD, she's laughing.
Yeah, but Dee's fine. She's the only one who's gained. Everyone else has had a miserable time.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course she's happy. She's won something. But what about the listeners? There's no entertainment.
I mean, they're loving it now because me and Steve are on, and this is scintillating stuff.
Yeah, this is dynamite
stuff. This is amazing stuff. Talking about we're not going to be here next week and doing next week's links.
Yeah.
Because I can't be bothered to come in early. Okay, wow, excellent. Well, it's, that's 1:45, Steve, on XFM.
I've enjoyed this wonderful collection of our greatest moments.
Yeah, there's still more to come.
You'll be next back, well, next week, won't you?
I'll be back next week. Okay, I'll do the last one. Well, I hope you enjoyed, some of the best of moments there with,
I'm not gonna use these.
Why not?
Well, they're a mess. Forget it. We'll do them in a bit when you're done.
I cannot do it.
When's your plane?
It doesn't matter when the plane is.
We can do it in a bit.
I'm definitely not doing it.
I'm not wasting my time going through that.
Well, so there won't be
we'll
any
waste our time.
My favourite Suede song there. Stay Together. By Suede. Stay Together.
Well done. That's what you're being paid for.
Well, no, because it could have been a Suede song sung by Atomic Kitten.
Sure.
And like I said, that's my favourite Suede song. By Atomic Kitten.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Thanks for that.
Do you think this is the worst show we've ever done?
No, I mean, we've done some god-awful shows in the past.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, some real grim ones in the past.
Okay. Do you think people see through it even before we tell them that we're not really cutting the mustard, putting the effort in? We had nothing to say last week.
No, I don't think anyone's fooled. I think some people are tolerating us because they quite like your TV work, but I mean, other than that, I think they know
and
they
haven't played good music.
Well,
we don't skimp on the tunes.
But if I was listening to this, I'd be thinking I could do a better job. I'd be livid if I worked in like a bakery or something. And I was like, I hate this job, and I'm listening to us, you know, gibbering about on the radio. I'd be livid. I'd be angry.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, if this was a BBC show, I'd go mental.
Why?
No,
why
because I'd be paying a license fee and everything. So
okay.
It would feel like it was my money being squandered.
But we don't have to.
At least this is advertisers' money being squandered.
Yeah.
You know, this is big corporations. Screw them.
Yeah. And people haven't paid anyway, have they?
A lot of them haven't.
They probably paid for the batteries in their radio.
Maybe if they're listening.
Yeah, we're sorry about that.
Yeah. I feel guilty just for wasting their time, Rick.
But next week's going to be a clip show again.
Yeah, it's going to be.
That Carl's going to do. We've decided that Carl's going to just do the links next week by himself.
Well, maybe get a guest hosting, like, what was that, Dennis Norden?
Yeah.
Norden type.
You know, in the Sony Awards, you hand in one show, don't you?
Yeah.
We could hand in next week's, couldn't we? Because it was broadcast in this year, just that it's a clip show from years ago.
Yeah.
You know, because you could hand in I Love 1975, couldn't you, in the BAFTAs or something?
Yeah, you could.
Yeah. So, should we, you're even bored, aren't you? You're bored with this show as well. This is terrible attitude.
We're allowed
to be bored. We're the talent, right?
I thought you were going to give us like 10 minutes off of the show to do them, but
I can't. I've got to go.
Yeah,
right.
Do you want to wrap it up, Steve? Because Ricky's taxi might be waiting now. So
no,
listen to this attitude, Ricky. Are you going to put up with that? Don't you know who you are?
I just don't believe it. They should be chomping at the bit to get. I can't believe their luck.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
And do I get treated any different?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Worse.
Yeah. Yeah. Answers on a postcard if you can figure out what that sentence meant. and there'll be a DVD on its way to you. Listen, we had an email from Glenn and Sharon, and Sharon was rushed into hospital last week, and they wanted us to play something for her. She's back now and she's okay, but anyway, they always listen to the show, they're big fans. They asked for some Nick Drake. I'll play some Nick Drake next time, but instead I thought we could play a classic Dylan track. I know you're a big fan of Dylan.
Yeah.
Just Like a Woman, it's just beautiful, and that's my song for the ladies. We won't see you next week, Ricky's away, but there should be a hilarious compilation of all our best moments. Oh, I look forward to that.